Hi, Kevin McCullough. How are you enjoying the stock market roller coaster ride this year? You know, you've worked long and hard. That's why David J. Scranton, founder of Sound Income Strategies, has dedicated his career to educating baby boomers on how to avoid market volatility and retirement spend down traps. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend down into retirement income, David now has free copies of his new book, Return on Principle, Seven Core Values to Help You Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. And I get to give away 1,000 of them right now if you just call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Get David Scranton's best-selling book, Return on Principle, absolutely free. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory strategies offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, a registered investment advisory firm. That's 866-913-1234.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful thing that Balance of Nature is doing. I hear the testimonies on the radio, but I'm a testimony for myself. And the fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
When you call, use discount code KMC, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the bed topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC, 800-506-2641. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
We have an historic week just in front of us, but what will any of it mean as the countdown clock is underway to the summit in Singapore? We talk with Gordon Chang right now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
The complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korea Peninsula is the only outcome that the United States will accept. Sanctions will remain until North Korea completely and verifiably eliminates its weapons of mass destruction programs.
All right, that's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo kind of throwing it down in what our time was, I think, this morning, but it was midday or afternoon by the time he was making the statements there. It's in a very odd thing because we're used to, you know, the world operating to the east of us. And so everything is, you know, how far ahead everybody is. They're not usually that far ahead. But 9 o'clock tonight, They're going to be beginning the summit, which I think is going to be something like 8 a.m. Singapore time. But it's going to be a very historic week. We've got the IG report coming on Thursday. We've got a countdown now by Devin Nunez to get documents that the DOJ is dragging its feet on in the Russia investigation. And then, of course, we're starting with this historic summit coming on the heels of the G7. And when you consider the fact that the president went wheels up from Canada just basically straight to Singapore. This is a big, big window of time that we may see some actual really revolutionary things happen. At least I think that's most people's hunch, because I don't think the president would go through with this if he didn't think there was a clear-cut opportunity for a victory here. But let's turn to Gordon Chang to find out more. Gordon, of course, you can read him at GordonChang.com, and you can follow him on Twitter. But you also see him on all the cable news channels, and he's authored numerous books about the Korean issue and the region at large. Gordon, it's always a pleasure to have your expertise with us. But let me start with my first assessment there. The president and the U.S. delegation, which is big in terms of how many important people are in tow with the president, they wouldn't be there if the due diligence hadn't been done and they weren't at least expecting to come away with some sort of agreement. Is that a safe assessment?
Yeah, I think that is certainly a safe assessment, Kevin, because the U.S. has committed its prestige to this, and we've been working on this issue, which is deemed to be critical to the safety and security of the U.S. You know, President Trump up to now has been able to get the North Koreans to the table, and that is an accomplishment. And up to now, the North Koreans have been the ones making the concessions. They released three Americans last month. Also, they made denuclearization pledges through Moon Jae-in, the South Korean president. Now, President Trump is making a concession, and that is actually just meeting Kim Jong-un, because that meeting gives legitimization to the North Korean. And the question is, what is the U.S. going to get in return for this meeting? There have been a number of assessments. I think eventually the U.S. will get what it needs, which is the dismantlement of North Korea's weapons programs.
Now, I was watching 60 Minutes last night, as I tend to do, Gordon, most weeks, and the report that they ran indicated that there are so many nuclear sites within North Korea, and that the system that they have built for their nuclear processing is so complex that it may take upwards of 10 full calendar years simply to dismantle it. What is to keep Minister Xi and Dictator Un from saying, we'll just wait Trump out and play along while he's still there? What's going to make them be for real if the work to undo it is really that deep?
What will make it real is U.S. pressure. North Korea needs sanctions relief. And so therefore, yes, they could drag it out, but we should give them incentives to make sure it gets done quickly. You know, there have been assessments, especially by the famed physicist Siegfried Hecker, that it could take 15 years to disarm North Korea. Well, yeah, it could take 15 years if we allow that. It could take 10 years if we allow it. But it could also take a couple years. And that really depends on the form of agreement that we have with the North Koreans. It's a question of how much pressure we put on them. And certainly we should not allow it to go beyond a couple years.
Yeah. So I'm speaking to some military sources last night, and there is great consternation in their voice. They're very concerned that Mr. Un continues to meet with Mr. Xi, seemingly like at every minute he talks, he's getting ready to meet with us, he goes and talks to China. I tend to not have the same kind of pessimism, but is there a sense that in your thinking at all that there's something that the president could have possibly missed and we might be getting in over our heads on this?
Well, there's always that possibility because we're dealing both with the Chinese and the North Koreans, and they both are bad actors, of course. But we have overwhelming leverage over both of them. And so if we don't disarm North Korea, this is really on us. You know, we should assume that Beijing and Pyongyang will behave badly, but it's up to us to make sure that they don't. And we have the tools to do that, even short of the use of force.
Well, and that's why Trump is such a unique figure, is it not? Because we have generally tended to have, with typical politician-style presidents in the past, people that get played a little bit and then the real colors come out and so forth. Donald Trump's a hardened deal maker. Just ask the G7 people from this weekend. He just doesn't budge. So will that type of impact work with someone who is in as tenuous a spot as Un is? Because obviously, I don't think China's super pleased that they're going to lose the nuclear power of the North. That's a buffer zone for them to the south and all of our troops that are there. But how do you play this? Do you grant him security for the rest of his life and give him a safe place to live, and that solves the problems? What's really at stake here?
Well, what's at stake really is the future of the international system, because this could go really, really badly. And by that, I mean global conflict. But of course, that doesn't have to be the outcome. The U.S. has the means to make sure North Korea does what it thinks that it would never do, which is to give up its weapons. So we have sanctions on North Korea. They've cut about half of the flow of international payments to the North. There's a lot more that we can do in that regard. You know, we have not gone after the Russians, and we can certainly go after the Chinese, because although President Trump has had some small costs imposed on the Chinese, there's a lot more that we can do to make sure that they do not bust UN and U.S. sanctions. So there is, we can cut that flow down to maybe 10% if we are really dedicated to doing that. And that's up to us, as I mentioned, for the United States to make sure that Kim Jong-un doesn't get the money to do what he wants to do. And that will force Kim to disarm.
He's made a bunch of changes in his everything from personal security detail to military advisors. How strong do you think he is as a leader right now? And if he comes back promising to give up their nuclear weapons, does that make him a likely target in a land where he has sown so much contempt?
Yeah, there is a lot of pressure on Kim Jong-un right now. So, for instance, the military, of course, is not happy with the denuclearization pledges. We can guess that because of the reshuffle at the top of the North Korean military. The defense minister was recently shuffled out, as well as the top two posts in the Korean People's Army. Also, we know among civilians in Korea right now, you have high expectations, and the North Korean people want a better life. Kim has promised it to them. And so he's got to spread that needle of actually improving the economy and at the same time keeping the military happy. And so, therefore, he's under a lot of pressure to do a deal which helps him and his people. It's going to be very difficult for him to do that because of the constraints that the regime is that his regime places on him.
Right. Well, I'm curious if that makes a target on the back of his head when he gets home with the military desiring what you just described. But, Gordon, we're going to have to be watching like everybody else tonight. The clock continues to count down. We are getting closer. We're just hours away from this summit taking place. And we appreciate your insight, and we'll be watching to see what happens with you.
Thanks so much, Kevin.
Read Gordon at GordonChang.com. Follow him on Twitter. And, of course, pay attention anytime you see him on Fox News or the other cable channels, because he knows the region better than anybody else, and we're very honored to have him. We've got a lot to get to today. It is a Money Monday. The markets, how are they going to respond to all this? Plus, the guy that wants to be the governor of New York, he's calling for accountability and transparency. Oh, my goodness, could it be? Hi, Kevin McCullough. Tonight, millions of children will go to bed without a bedtime story from their dad or a goodnight hug from their mom. It seems unfathomable in the McCullough house that we would ever have bedtime without such things. But because there are 2.7 million kids that have parents behind bars, these kids are more likely to live in poverty, go into foster care, engage in high-risk behaviors, etc. Zeke was one of those kids.
It's seventh grade, and the best thing about this day was I'm waking up excited to go and try out for the basketball team. This is something me and my dad had worked for a very long time. But I'm also waking up to the sight of seeing him being arrested and taken to jail. I go to school, you know, make the team, tryouts were great, and I rush home thinking he's going to be there, but he's not. So I start to feel anger. I start to become frustrated, and this is just one of those moments where I just feel like I lost my best friend. You know, this is something we've trained for, and now he's not here to share that moment with me. He was taken away for 2 years, And in my mind, I thought I was the only one who was feeling this. But around Christmas time, in between those years, we got a knock on the door, and it was this company called Angel Tree Ministries. Now, I had no clue what Angel Tree was, but I was about to find out soon enough. They basically gave us a scholarship to go to camp for a week. Now, I'd never been to camp before, and I didn't really want to at this time, but I get there, and that whole attitude just changes. This place is absolutely amazing, and I realize that, yo, I'm not the only one who's going through this. I'm not the only one whose parents are locked up, or one of their parents is locked up, and being able to share that with somebody, share that feeling, that frustration with someone, and have them respond was life-giving, actually. Being able to go back year after year after year has been incredible. Like, this is where I truly decided to accept Christ in my life. And not only that, but this is where I grew my love for student ministry. I'm a youth pastor now, 29 years old. And this has been my dream job. I would not be here if it had not been for Angel Tree Ministry. Somebody somewhere decided, hey, these kids deserve a chance. This boy right here, Zeke Griffin, deserves a chance to break away from everything that's going on and just experience life on a totally different level. I wish I could go into depth about how much it means to me, but words aren't enough. Words are not enough. And I just want to thank whoever it is that signed that scholarship for me to go to camp. You have truly changed my life. I am out here, again, 29 years old, sharing the gospel with students who have gone through the same thing that I've gone through or are just growing in their faith. And it is absolutely amazing. I wouldn't want to be doing anything else, and I can't see myself doing anything else but this. So, again, thank you, Angel Tree, for what you've done. You have truly changed and shaped my life, and I can't thank you enough.
That's Zeke Griffin. With scholarships to attend an Angel Tree summer camp, children build relationships with their camp counselors. They hear the gospel. They experience the love of God in the great outdoors. Maybe you have fond memories of summer camp. I definitely do. Then you can help a child make those same great memories. $200 sends one child of a convicted person to camp through Project Angel Tree. $200 sends one child to camp that otherwise wouldn't be able to go and wouldn't be able to find the love of God. 855-240-7721. Sponsor a child right now. 855-240-7721. That's 855-240-7721. That's 855-240-7721.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
So over the last 7 years, this governor has emboldened a culture of corruption and has allowed a pay-for-play scheme to corrode all aspects of state government, infecting even his own office.
That's the voice of my next guest, Mark Molinaro, the man seeking your vote for governor. Again, big thanks to Gordon Chang joining us live as the countdown to the summit continues. We are nonstop with the coverage here. Anything that breaks, we will make sure that you're up to speed on as we go through the broadcast today. But my next guest is calling for a 2019 Government Accountability Act. And why does he want this to be put into place? And what does he hope it will at least contain at a bare minimum? Mark Molinaro, the GOP and other lines for a gubernatorial candidate. Welcome back, Kevin McCullough. Good to have you here.
I'm glad to be back. And actually, I tend to, for this conversation, we should lead with the fact that I am the Reform Party candidate and, you know, somewhat significantly important because it's about time we reform New York.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people, Mark, that feel that way. And the fact that you are not only picking up the endorsements of so many different groups, the fact that you're articulating what you want that reform to look like, I think is very, very important. It seems very difficult to get Governor Cuomo to commit to reforming anything. And when he does, it seems like we can't find out details. So what would be ideally included in your comprehensive 2019 Government Accountability Act?
Well, sure. And let me say, listen, the governor is not committed to reforming because he's been benefiting from this culture of corruption, campaign funds and otherwise. you know, in exchange for taxpayer support. And let me tell you, I get it that many people, you know, their eyes start to gloss over when you talk about corruption because they think, well, that's just the way it is. You know, well, consider me the Teddy Roosevelt of 2018 politics in New York. It's about time we tear down the walls and empower New Yorkers. And my position is very clear. You know, we're articulating this Accountability Act. It starts with term limits. I think you've got to hold statewide office holders to just two terms and you're out. And if the legislature will give us an up or down vote, whether they vote for it or not, I'm going to hold myself to a two-term and out policy because I think people need and voters need to be empowered. But also we have to end this pay for play politics. This is where, donors contribute to politicians' campaigns in exchange for taxpayer supported resources, whether it's a check for a company that doesn't necessarily need it to stay in New York. Or it's some tax subsidy to some business that doesn't create a job. This governor has traded billions in taxpayer funding in exchange for millions in campaign contributions. Our law, should I get elected in November, and we're going to work hard to do that, our law would ban that kind of practice. No more. Yes. If you're doing business with the state of New York and you contribute to a political campaign, I think that it's absolutely necessary. And at the end of the day, I think it's also necessary that the state of New York stop cutting checks directly to businesses. Corporate welfare needs to come to an end. We're not getting what we were promised in outcomes. The jobs aren't being created. The benefits aren't being created. And instead, this governor and this government continues to take tax money out of hardworking taxpayers' pockets and deliver it to businesses in exchange for political contributions. And when I'm governor, it's going to come to an end.
Well, I think that that's all very refreshing, and the question will be, will New Yorkers respond? And they certainly need to. There's certainly a lot of room for improvement in what we're talking about in terms of transparency, accountability, et cetera. Let me ask you just to comment briefly on the Ethics Commission exonerating Cuomo's staffer. I think his name is Sam Hoyt on the sexual assault case. But what was your reaction to that?
Well, I listen, there is nothing independent about this independent ethics committee. In fact, the head of it was in essence a student of Sheldon Silver and close to Governor Cuomo. In my opinion, New York needs a totally independent ethics commission that isn't responsive or responsible to the governor. And frankly, at the end of the day, whether guilty or innocent, there needs to be a true, independent, honest effort to find the truth. And no one believes that J. Cope, this independent, in quotes, commission, is independent at all. Yet you have the governor's right-hand man making 600 phone calls from the governor's office to political contributors, and J. Cope hasn't even reported in on that illegality. So right. I don't think New Yorkers should feel very confident in the commission. There's no real watchdog. When I'm elected governor, we're going to establish an independent commission that truly takes to task anyone who would take advantage of the public's trust and use public dollars to benefit themselves or their campaigns. And in this case, the most egregious offenses against women within government not being taken seriously by this administration, that comes to an end, too. We start by believing when I'm governor.
Well, and that's that ties into what we were talking about in the first question, which, again, more transparency, greater accountability, and having that verifiability is kind of the third wheel of that third spoke of that wheel. Let's talk about taxes for a second. Everybody knows that, or everybody was told by the media that the federal tax reform legislation was going to hurt people of New York and New Jersey, and they kind of blamed the federal government for it. In reality, the states of New Jersey and New York impose on their citizens an outrageous amount of taxes that no other state does. And so because they have gotten away with being able to call them deductible in the past, there's been this kind of shell game, if you will, for the voters in these states. But unless these states begin to reform their own tax priorities, the citizens of these states are still going to have a lot of problems to deal with. And you've pledged to keep property taxes where they are. How are you going to be able to do that and operate the government the way you'd like to?
Well, first, you framed it well. I was opposed to the elimination of the SALT deduction. I think that that could have been implemented over a period of time to give high-tax states the ability to respond. But instead of responding to the fact that New York overtaxes its citizens, the governor almost celebrates it. He went out and said that we choose to have high taxes to provide services. No, governor, we don't. Taxpayers don't and can't shoulder the burden of high taxation any longer. But I would say to you, so I've committed to making the property tax cap permanent. But beyond that, we're going to engage in a multi-year effort to reduce property taxes on taxpayers. And the way you do that is driving down cost. I've done it as Dutchess County Executive. I inherited a $40 million budget gap, and we didn't gut services in order to address that issue. We made government effective. I mean, why do people have to wait online when they could be waiting, when they could be providing services over the internet? Why does this state government make it more complex and more expensive to build a rail line? Why is it so much more expensive to get less outcome when it comes to spending in our education system? Because
right.
New York and Albany has created a bureaucracy that siphons money out of your pockets and doesn't get the outcome that we hope for. I will hold this government accountable, make it efficient. I know how to do it. I've done it for the years I've been county executive and the years prior. That's how we ultimately drive down taxes. You can't cut taxes unless you cut costs. And there's a way to cut costs in the state government, and we're going to hold it accountable.
Well, that's what we hope that we, in fact, absolutely can create and make happen. And that's going to require government to think and do things differently than they have before. And Mark Molinaro is hoping that you will join him in this opportunity to take that on, just as he described it. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. You can also get online and give a donation to his campaign. Mark, we appreciate your hard work, and we'll look forward to having you back.
I appreciate it. Anytime. Thank you.
Kevin McCullough Radio continues. It's a big historic day. We continue the countdown toward the summit with North Korea. Don't go away. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. How are you enjoying the stock market roller coaster ride this year? You know, you've worked long and hard. That's why David J. Scranton, founder of Sound Income Strategies, has dedicated his career to educating baby boomers on how to avoid market volatility and retirement spend down traps. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend down into retirement income, David now has free copies of his new book, Return on Principles, 7 Core Values to Help You Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. And I get to give away 1,000 of them right now if you just call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Get David Scranton's best-selling book, Return on Principle, absolutely free. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory strategies offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, a registered investment advisory firm. That's 866-913-1234.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
My blood pressure significantly is so low now. Compared to what it was, I think I'm doing great with it.
That's one thing I like about Balance of Nature. Y'all listen, you talk and communicate, and not just give us your order. We're done. Bye. You know, it makes more, I want to say, kind of a family-oriented business that, you know, we're out here for you, and we're part of your extended family trying to fill you in rather than just take your money.
I feel great. A lot of the aches and pains I have the arthritis in my hand seems to have dissipated most of the time, and I feel wonderful.
Have the confidence that you're giving your body what it needs. Call now to receive 35% off your first Balance of Nature order. Call 1-800-2468-751 or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Tonight, millions of children will go to bed without a bedtime story from their dad or a goodnight hug from their mom. That seems unfathomable to the McCullough household because we look forward to bedtime in such a significant way each night. It's literally our favorite time of the day. Because 2.7 million kids have parents behind bars, these kids are more likely to live in poverty or go into foster care or engage in high-risk behaviors, so much of which is avoidable when parenting provides that stable home. These kids' only fault is that they were born to the wrong parents. Fortunately, Prison Fellowship is there for them, reaching out, loving them, and in recent years helping them to find God and much improved sense of self and discovering that life can be different for them. Last year, Angel Tree Christmas Campaign delivered a gift and the gospel to over 290,000 children. But it didn't stop there. Prison Fellowship now extends care for prisoners' children through their Angel Tree summer camps. And you can join us with giving a scholarship to attend one of these summer camps. They help children build relationships with caring camp counselors, hear the gospel, experience the love of God, and the great outdoors. So if you've got fond memories of summer camp experiences, I definitely do, then you can help a child make those same great memories. Join me in partnering with Prison Fellowship to send 24 kids, one busload, to camp this summer. Our family is committing to sending four. We only have 20 left to fill the bus. Help us. $200 sends one child to camp, and your donation of any amount will help. 855-240-7721. 855-240-7721. That's 855-240-7721. 855-240-7721. Or you can click on the Angel Tree banners at TheBingeThinker.com. Or call 855-240-7721. That's 855-240-7721.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
And welcome in. The countdown continues. The Trump-Kim summit taking place in just a few hours from now. And that clock has been counting down all day today. It continues to 9 p.m. Eastern is when it all shakes loose. And it's going to start in kind of an interesting way because they are going to have Trump and Kim with just their interpreters meet first. That I think may go as long as an hour or something like that, maybe longer than that. And then the two delegations will come together, kind of a more traditional summit of two powers. And they will discuss the things. But you heard what Gordon said at the top of the show. And if you didn't, go get the podcast. But, you know, friends, you're watching history. I texted Governor Huckabee today because, you know, his daughter is the press secretary and she's in on the meetings. She's in on the group meetings. And I said, Governor, what is it like to feel like and to see your daughter sitting at like, because in the history books, this will be written about. What they're doing today is one of those, you know, once in a lifetime moments where you have the opportunity to take a really deadly power on planet Earth and maybe turn it away from its destructive means. And if you can do that, if you can bring a different reality for the world, in essence, to be impacted by this, it's gonna be history in the making. And so for Sarah Huckabee Sanders to be sitting there and be in it all. And Sarah's a friend. I've known her for years. It's just the coolest thing. I'm pinching myself sitting in the studios in New York today, watching the updates, looking at the reports coming from North Korea and Singapore. And I can't even imagine what it would be like to be at the same table with all of it going on. Anyway, and just this reminder, that's a good reminder for us to be praying for all of this, right? I mean, if we genuinely want peace on Earth, every person that is listening to the sound of my voice should be asking God for divine intervention, that we should be bringing this to his feet and saying, God, we're not really capable of doing all this on our own. There's a lot of hearts and minds that have to be changed and impacted. Do what we can't. But I have a feeling, friends, and evangelicals voted for Trump in huge numbers. I have a feeling that if God's people are praying for the summit tonight, that good things can happen. I believe that's a possible outcome. So check that out. Now, there's a lot of other news that we're still watching for you today. The Supreme Court is starting to release verdicts in a number of their cases. We had thought that we might get a little bit of an update on the Janus case. That has not broken yet. But the Supreme Court did say today that it's going to back a state law that will allow, and this is in Ohio, it's going to allow inactive voters to be scrubbed from the voter rolls. Now, this is important on a couple of levels, and it was a 5-4 ruling. I don't understand why it was so close, but this is an important ruling from this standpoint. If you have people that have not voted in the last number of cycles and they stay on the voter rolls, your likelihood and your chance for fraud goes up. Because every available voter that you have there who isn't voting, someone else could come in and cast that vote under their name. So it's meant to ensure better election security. I got into an argument with someone over the weekend about, what the Electoral College means. And this person was reminding me that Trump lost the popular vote. I mean, if you take the state of California out of the election, he didn't lose the popular vote. But he lost the popular vote so bad in California that it impacted the entire popular numbers. But we don't run popularity votes. We run registered voters voting in state election votes. That's the kind of votes that we run. So in the contest for states. And by the way, if you're running a popular vote election, you run it differently. You don't put, the same types of input into ground games in states that that don't count as much. You just go to the big states and you just put all of your efforts in winning the biggest states there. Because if you can win California, you don't have to compete in Rhode Island and Delaware and Vermont. But if you have to win more states than the other guy and you got to win an Electoral College majority, it changes the game. And it's actually much more representative. So all that to say, if we're not even checking who's voting, it's really important that we have those voter rolls clean. If you can just bring in, say, hey, I'm so-and-so, and I'm here to vote. This is an important ruling by the Supreme Court today, allowing inactive voters to be scrubbed from the rolls. That's a good thing, because if they want to come back and vote again, all they have to do is re-register. That's not bad. All right, coming up, we've got a Money Monday. It's Kevin McCullough. Don't you go away.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you for free. Call now for details.
Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Tonight, millions of children will go to bed without a bedtime story from their dad or a goodnight hug from their mom. That seems unfathomable to the McCullough household because we look forward to bedtime in such a significant way each night. It's literally our favorite time of the day. Because 2.7 million kids have parents behind bars, these kids are more likely to live in poverty or go into foster care or engage in high-risk behaviors, so much of which is avoidable when parenting provides that stable home. These kids' only fault is that they were born to the wrong parents. Fortunately, Prison Fellowship is there for them, reaching out, loving them, and in recent years, helping them to find God and much improved sense of self and discovering that life can be different for them. Last year, Angel Tree Christmas Campaign delivered a gift and the gospel to over 290,000 children. But it didn't stop there. Prison Fellowship now extends care for prisoners' children through their Angel Tree summer camps. And you can join us with giving a scholarship to attend one of these summer camps. They help children build relationships with caring camp counselors, hear the gospel, experience the love of God, and the great outdoors. So if you've got fond memories of summer camp experiences, I definitely do, then you can help a child make those same great memories. Join me in partnering with Prison Fellowship to send 24 kids, one busload, to camp this summer. Our family is committing to sending 4. We only have 20 left to fill the bus. Help us. $200 sends one child to camp, and your donation of any amount will help. 855-240-7721. 855-240-7721. That's 855-240-7721. 855-240-7721. Or you can click on the Angel Tree banners at TheBingeThinker.com. Or call 855-240-7721. That's 855-240-7721. Hi, Kevin McCullough. How are you enjoying the stock market roller coaster ride this year? You know, you've worked long and hard. That's why David J. Scranton, founder of Sound Income Strategies, has dedicated his career to educating baby boomers on how to avoid market volatility and retirement spend down traps. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend down into retirement income, David now has free copies of his new book, Return on Principle, Seven Core Values to Help You Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. And I get to give away 1,000 of them right now if you just call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Get David Scranton's best-selling book, Return on Principle, absolutely free. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory strategies offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, a registered investment advisory firm. That's 866-913-1234.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, it was the picture that went viral around the universe over the weekend. It looked like a still shot of like a 1950s Batman episode, just the color and the lighting and everything. It was Angela Merkel leaning across the table, staring down Donald Trump, and he's sitting there with his arms folded, kind of, I don't know, kind of half smiling at her like, what you saying? I don't know. I mean, it's interesting if you read social media what people thought of the picture. But the end result was the president said, you know what, I'm not attaching my name to the G7 agreement that we came up here to discuss. And of course, everybody, particularly on the left side of the American political spectrum, began to lose their mind and melt down. So the question was going to be, well, is this going to adversely affect the markets? Well, let's find out. David Fisher is the CEO of Landmark Capital, and he joins us on Mondays to talk this very topic. And David, if these tariffs were real and not just a negotiating tool, wouldn't the markets kind of be all over meltdown today? Because they'd be thinking, oh, my goodness, all these countries are mad at us now. That markets are calm today. What's going on?
Well, I think what's happening is what I said would eventually happen is the market's going to start to factor in some of these negotiations so that if and when the tariffs go into place, the effect of it as far as volatility in a negative way won't be as dramatic. And that's certainly happening. I mean, the market is completely flat, I mean, up a little bit. So you would think just the rhetoric of it that the Dow should be off 300 or 400 points today, but that's not the case. In fact, the market's kind of ignoring a lot of negative things that have been talked about for the last couple of weeks, which is good from the standpoint of the market. It's bad. It means we're not addressing the real fundamental problems. But, you know, we had a report last week saying Medicare is going to be bankrupt a lot sooner. Social Security came out and said the same thing. This is the Associated Press. Bernanke came out and said we're going to have a 2020 major downfall. I mean, there's a lot of negative things that are coming out by very well-respected people in the know, and it's just not affecting the market.
Yeah. Well, and I think that, you know, because I immediately got asked about the walking away from the G7, and I said, guys, have we not learned anything about Trump by now? He's in some real hard-knuckled negotiations, and he wants those guys to even out the trade imbalances that they have with our country. And if China can figure it out and even out their trade imbalance, and they're kind of our enemy, I would think that our allies would be more willing to, I don't know, make the adjustments. I still am very hesitant to say that I think the tariffs are going to go into full force. But if they do, David, will they cause major market turmoil? Or as you're saying, is it all factored in now? Is everybody kind of figured out, oh, that's just his opening shot?
Canada is going to put major tariffs on equivalency of what we put on tariffs to Canada on July 1st. So if that goes into place, I don't think we're going to have a meltdown in the market, Kevin. I think we're going to have a slight pullback, maybe a few hundred points. That would be the norm. But I wouldn't be surprised if they weren't affected at all because, again, the market is factoring in some of the negative press in reference to tariffs. And, you know, the world is not collapsing, and I'm not that type of individual that says it's going to, and neither are you. And so people are coming to the fact that President Trump's just trying to make America great. People not, might not like his method or his methodism on how he's going about doing this, but the end result is he highly believes in it, right, wrong, or indifference. And there's some things that are that I think he's saying that is not fully accurate when it comes to Canada's trade. I've done some research from the our trade organization, the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative. We don't really have a trade deficit, but the, he said clearly there is. It's, we have a trade surplus of $8.4 billion last year, according to our own trading company. So the numbers aren't always accurate. That's the unfortunate thing. Part of why I come on here is to give another view of this. But I think we need to imbalance the trade deficit definitely with China.
Sure. Well, and here's what we got out of that. We got better prices on steel and aluminum from them, and they're not going to charge 25% on our cars that we send there anymore. So, I mean, even that is a big win. Okay, let's so the long-term outlook is there's probably still going to be a major correction. It could come in 19, it could come in 20, but it's just it's going to happen at some point. Everyone is saying that it is. Explain to us why gold is so important to at least begin to diversify a little bit into our portfolios in advance of that. Why now is the time to start looking at that so that we're properly balanced?
Well, even just since last week, late last week, a thing called the Smart Money Flow Index, Big Smart Money, this runs an index, and Smart Money is bailing at a rate that we have not seen since the last recession. It bailed right before the correction in the Dow, and it's doing the same thing right now. So the indicators are saying get diversified. And just like I said on your program last week, two months ago, we had 25 of the most wealthiest people in the world, billionaires, coming to your neck of the woods, and gold was the number one topic. Saying, and the people who are so anti-gold are now pro-gold. Because they're saying the same things that I've been saying. We are going to have a recession. And when gold moves up 55% average the first year in the first recession, and that's what it did last time in 2008. So get some gold, diversify. Don't have all your eggs in one basket because that's how you have scrambled eggs.
Well, we don't want to do that. And, friends, that's why one of the reasons David's giving away a nearly $2,000 gold coin. It's an 1876 100-year celebration of the founding of the country. It was minted in the San Francisco Mint from the gold in Thumdar Hills from the California Gold Rush. And you cannot win this gold piece, this beautiful historic gold piece, the weekend of July 4th, if you do not register. So go to am970theanswer.com, am970theanswer.com, and put in your information and register today. Or you can call directly, 844-604-2575. You'll get the 2018 Financial Survival Packet that has been updated. There is a brand new newsletter and a new white paper that are in there. So get that today, 844-604-2575 or am970theanswer.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the Bed Topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC, 800-506-2641.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. I'm 61 years old. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because of my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful, wonderful thing that Balance of Nature is doing for everybody out there. I hear the testimonies on the radio, but I'm a testimony for myself. And the fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
When you call, use discount code KMC, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. How are you enjoying the stock market roller coaster ride this year? You know, you've worked long and hard. That's why David J. Scranton, founder of Sound Income Strategies, has dedicated his career to educating baby boomers on how to avoid market volatility and retirement spend down traps. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend down into retirement income, David now has free copies of his new book, Return on Principles, 7 Core Values to Help You Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. And I get to give away 1,000 of them right now if you just call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Get David Scranton's best-selling book, Return on Principle, absolutely free. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory strategies offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, a registered investment advisory firm. That's 866-913-1234.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Tonight, millions of children will go to bed without a bedtime story from their dad or a goodnight hug from their mom. That seems unfathomable to the McCullough household because we look forward to bedtime in such a significant way each night. It's literally our favorite time of the day. Because 2.7 million kids have parents behind bars, these kids are more likely to live in poverty or go into foster care or engage in high-risk behaviors, so much of which is avoidable when parenting provides that stable home. These kids' only fault is that they were born to the wrong parents. Fortunately, Prison Fellowship is there for them, reaching out, loving them, and in recent years, helping them to find God and much improved sense of self and discovering that life can be different for them. Last year, Angel Tree Christmas Campaign delivered a gift and the gospel to over 290,000 children, but it didn't stop there. Prison Fellowship now extends care for prisoners' children through their Angel Tree summer camps. And you can join us with giving a scholarship to attend one of these summer camps. They help children build relationships with caring camp counselors, hear the gospel, experience the love of God, and the great outdoors. So if you've got fond memories of summer camp experiences, I definitely do, then you can help a child make those same great memories. Join me in partnering with Prison Fellowship to send 24 kids, one busload, to camp this summer. Our family is committing to sending 4. We only have 20 left to fill the bus. Help us. $200 sends one child to camp, and your donation of any amount will help. 855-240-7721. 855-240-7721. That's 855-240-7721. 855-240-7721. Or you can click on the Angel Tree banners at TheBingeThinker.com. Or call 855-240-7721. That's 855-240-7721.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I'm going to say one thing. Trump. It's no longer down with Trump. It's Trump.
Yeah, that was Bobby De Niro last night. He's so far off the reservation now, and he's so angry, and he's so pathetic. I'm sorry to see Bob De Niro take the turn that he has, but he really should be like put in a wheelchair and shuttled over to the old folks' home. He's just that he's that deranged. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. You've heard me, or you're going to start hearing me talk this week about this great book called Return on Principle. That is yours free, 7 core values to help protect your money in good times and bad. David Scranton, different David than our landmark Capital friend, David Fisher. David Fisher also has all those free resources for you. But, you know, I love to help you manage your money, right? I love to help sure that you got. And this book's been endorsed by Steve Forbes and Dan Gaynor and Peter Marici. They're just giving it away. So I've got 10 copies that you can get right now. First 10 people to call 866-913-1234. Return on principle, 7 core values to help protect your money in good times and bad. Again, endorsed by Steve Forbes. And it's retails at $24.95. It's a $25 hardback book, and it's yours at no cost. 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Get your copy while you can. David J. Scranton, the author of Return on Principle. All right. Last night, or this morning, when I was running through show prep, it was pretty obvious to me at once again that political correctness is killing the opportunities for women in the days to come. Why? Well, because twice over the weekend in two different track and field meet events in the very interesting state of Oregon, two boys competed in these events that are reserved for girls in high school track, and I'm sorry, in Connecticut. And in both events, the anatomical boys won the race, the 100-meter dash and the 200-meter runs. Transgendered boys, anatomical boys, muscular boys, big bone structure boys beat all the girls in the contest for the girls' state track record. Oh, by the way, there are scholarships associated with all of this, and so I guess the girls can just go back to the back of the bus again. That's what transgenders want them to do. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.